This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. There are exactly 2 weeks left in the 30-day legislative session, and here to give us an update on the progress so far is Gwyneth Dolan. She's covering state government for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Hey, Gwyneth.
Hi, Chris.
So catch us up. What's been happening at the legislature? They're supposed to be working on a budget, right?
Well, it's no boogie wonderland, I'll tell you that right now. I wish it were. But there is, in fact, a final draft of the budget. It passed through the House Appropriations and Finance Committee today, so that heads to the floor for debate probably tomorrow.
All right. So what's in the budget?
I don't know. Seriously, we know it's a little more than $6 billion in spending. We know Democrats objected that the current version had cut money from education and behavioral health. But what exactly is in the budget is kind of a mystery because we haven't seen it.
Is that weird? I mean, that seems kind of strange to me.
It's totes weird, Chris. This is one of the things we've talked about a whole bunch before. Mm. It's really hard for the public to grasp what's going on with the budget and make their views known on it when no one has seen this final draft that they passed through the committee today. We're halfway through. They've got to get this thing moving, and we don't know.
There's also been, you know, a lot of talk about changing the way we spend money on big public works projects, too. So what's happening with that?
Yeah, I have a story that's, airing tonight. Mm. Capital outlay reform. We talked about it on the call-in show several times. There are two main proposals that are moving forward right now. One of them would take control over infrastructure funding, like bridges and dams and roads, school buildings. It would take that away from state lawmakers, and because critics say they fritter it away on little pet projects in their districts. Lawmakers say it's important stuff, books and things like that for schools. But the critics say they want to give that authority to an appointed commission of people who would evaluate the projects, rank them, prioritize them, and make sure that these are important infrastructure projects for real before writing any checks.
And that's good news, right, for some people, like, you know, government groups, maybe civic groups, who wouldn't be happy about this?
Well, I'll tell you, some lawmakers are not happy about it. I had a senator yesterday get really, really mad at me when I asked if he would let the public see the list of projects he funded last year. And I asked nicely, but I think they're feeling like this is a political attack or it's material for a political attack. I know they feel bullied by the media who has been reporting a lot on this. And they think that it's just going to be used to unseat them in the next election.
Why don't we already know, though, which projects our senators and representatives are paying for?
Well, that would really make a whole lot of sense, but it doesn't. It's secret because of a weird legal thing from a long time ago. But there are lawmakers who want that to change, and there's a plan to post information about who gave what money to which projects. That's moving forward. And today, Representative Bill McCamley took to Twitter to explain why he decided to release his capital outlay allocations. He became the 22nd member to make those public.
What else is happening down there? There's got to be some other things, right?
Well, there's like a million things. For one, House Democrats had a news conference today criticizing the Republicans' focus on crime-fighting bills. They say the legislature should be talking about jobs and the economy. A House committee approved a plan to prevent workers' compensation from paying for medical marijuana. Boo. The Senate passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow judges to deny bail to defendants if they think they're too dangerous to be let out of jail. And it would let some people out of jail if a lack of money is the only thing keeping there. Also, there was a heated debate over a late-term abortion bill. The debate went on so long, public comment went on so long, that they held it over until probably Tuesday. Supporters said this was about saving babies after an abortion. Opponents say it was a plan based in emotion, not science.
Thanks for the update, Gwyneth. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
People, Power, and Democracy is a collaborative media project among KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, New Mexico Newsport, and New Mexico PBS that explores the influence of money in New Mexico politics. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation.